Yeah. Hey, this is Steve Krulovic with Terp Talk, Sports Maven, coming to you from the City Open here with John Isner. I talked with John a couple of days ago, and two years ago, I was talking with his grandfather. We talked about it a little bit before. Very nice gentleman. And talked with John. These people from North Carolina seem to be very nice. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having
and,
me on.
You know, we did a little interview with Marty Fish. He was hitting balls over the net at 2 years old. Tommy Haas was hitting with a wooden paddle at four and winning a youth tournament at five. But I just wanted to let the listeners know that you really, if this is the facts, didn't really start taking seriously tennis until you were about 11 years old. Mm-hmm. Did you follow your brothers Nathan and Jordan? You're the youngest.
Yeah.
Were they tennis players and you were following them around? How's the dynamics? Because I have a brother too. We're very competitive and I have cousins my same age. How was it growing up with Nathan and Jordan as brothers?
Well, Nathan actually never played tennis. He had too bad of a temper. Jordan, he did play tennis and he's 3 years older than me, so it was a case where I would sort of follow him to the local courts and sort of follow in his footsteps. And it was a sport that luckily for me, I sort of picked up naturally. And I played it all throughout, you know, juniors once I was 10 years old. But also at the same time, I played a lot of other sports, which I think eventually helped me because it wasn't just all tennis all the time. I was mixing tennis with a lot of baseball and basketball. So for me, I got to the point, through my high school days, I was good enough to go to college. And from my time in college, I became good enough to compete professionally.
Yeah, this is an unusual situation on the tour. Because, you know, a lot of the kids, the junior kids now, they just focus on tennis. Mm-hmm. And here's a gentleman here, John Isner, 21 in the world, played basketball, he played baseball, he played other sports, and he's one of the top players in the world. I think that's important. I personally, when I was in high school, played three sports myself. But, you went 4 years to college.
Yep.
And I really don't know of any players. I've been around tennis a long time, you know. The John McEnroes, the Vitas Gerulaitises, the Dick Stocktons, the Eddie Dibbs, you know, some of the top players in the world, Jimmy Connors. They only went to college for 1 year. You went all 4 years to the University of Georgia, and now here you are playing the semifinals of the City Open, you know, successful player on the tour. And what can you tell, you know, parents, kids that are listening to this interview about going to college and then coming out and being ready for the Pro Tour?
Well, for me, college, it meant everything to me. I simply wasn't good enough to turn pro out of high school. So college was the obvious choice. And even out of high school, I didn't even have pro aspirations, actually. It was a case where I was able to practice with really high caliber guys and had unbelievable coaching and had the best, gym, equipment, strength coaches at my disposal at Georgia. And through that, I became a lot better player. I gained a lot of physical strength as well. So for me, college, it helped me out tremendously, and I think going all 4 years was the right play for me, which is very unusual. But I think nowadays kids growing up, even if you are very, very talented, it can't hurt to go to college at least for a few years, because you know right now in this day and age in tennis, the average age of a top 100 tennis player is around 27 years old, which is, it's never been that high. There's actually no teenagers inside the top 200 right now. It just goes to show how physical the game is. And as guys growing up, it tends to take, you know, guys a lot longer to develop. So going to college, I think, is a great way to develop your game and get you fit for the Pro Tour.
Well, we really appreciate having you on the show. You're a real gentleman. People from North Carolina that I've met through my travels, Tim Wilkinson, John Sidre, excellent guys. You fit that mode. And thanks so much. Good luck for the rest of the tournament. This is Terp Talk, Sports Maven, and coming out from 1300 in Baltimore. Thank you so much, John.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.